Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in one. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Astonishing Legends Network.
The following is intended for bizarre audiences only. Welcome to the Midnight Library. Welcome, my dear guests. This evening, we have something special and definitely different for you to indulge in. Tonight, we will take a melodious tour of the Midnight Library's music with a character music showcase. All of the music you hear in our readings is specifically chosen piece by piece to enhance and vivify every picturesque scene, colorful location, and odd happening, or to define an interesting person or being. From severed heads to mythical islands, the music makes the magic real. But if you are one who's listening oh so closely, you can hear that the core characters and favorite sponsors of the library have their very own theme music that represents them in the most intimate way. This music allows you, our guest, to understand the unique being or uncommon place on a deeper and more multifaceted level, instantly. Let's begin with the elegant yet quirky man-wolf himself, Mr. John Darling. His theme piece is titled Sphinx by David Celeste. The first time you hear this music for Mr. Darling is when it plays for him in our reading, A Walk to the Midnight Library. The gentle twinkling of this classical melody, with its subtle chorus of awe-inspiring, reverent voices and waterfall harp, assists you in seeing for yourself the splendor of the look of Darling as an enormous wolf. This music enables you to envision him as he transforms into your stylish friend, John Darling. Another piece of key music for Mr. Darling, a piece called Voight Kemp, was selected for his love scene with his desired one, Sister Trixie, in the reading The Midnight Market. I think it's obvious that this tune has all of the components one would expect when witnessing a private romance between an arrestingly handsome man-wolf and an attractive, innocent nun. First, You hear the anticipation of the two characters left alone together. Then, the music ramps up with the commencement of the kindling of their passion for each other. The music then becomes extremely sultry as they enjoy each other's company. As for me, Miranda, there are a number of pieces of music you will hear as I move through any given situation, depending upon if I'm being entertaining or behaving in a humorous or daring or even dangerous manner. However, in the Midnight Market, one piece was chosen as personal theme music. It is titled, One Must Go. It begins with singular, elegant piano music. Then it becomes more orchestral, bouncy and bold, as my being decides to take various actions or takes flight on her broom. The music is graceful, mischievous, and valiant. This unassuming classical piece illustrates Miranda's lighthearted approach to most of her unusual and unconventional activities. Irma. Irma, as you know, is a complex character. She is cute and fun, ornery and devilish. She's also childlike and yet very mature at times. She's a brand new old soul. Music for Irma is often chosen after I have written any granted scenario in which you find her. The most touching tune we have for her so far is strangely called Coco Begins His Journey. This magical, uplifting melody accompanies Irma on her first broom ride with her mother, Miranda, as they lift off from the deck of the Mystique in her personal tale, The Birth of Irma. One other powerful scene that demonstrates Irma's ability to charm takes place in the festival in Phantom Forest. And the music that backs the scene is the exquisite piece called The Motel in Luxembourg. The carnival-like music plays as you see Irma ushered in via a petite hot air balloon, drifting over the heads of the awestruck crowd. Then you see gallant Mr. Darling striding forth on stilts to gently receive Irma on stage as the two perform a mesmerizing, delightful, acrobatic dance routine on the brightly festooned stage. I have since learned from introducing her a while back that Lydia, our mail carrier, is a character that many of you personally identify with. She is decidedly goth and is indeed based on Lydia Deetz from the beloved movie Beetlejuice. Her music is entitled Star Climber. It is gentle, dreamy, and mysterious. And it was chosen for Lydia because she is a dark soul who is forced to keep a foot in the real world while she dreams of dwelling in the darkness. You may recall that Lydia was gifted with the vision of seeing John Darling wondrously transforming from a wolf into a man right before her very eyes. Our Natasha Boomslang. 25 pieces of music were chosen to vividly portray all of the intense and lovely happenings in her extraordinary story, The Tale of Natasha Boomslang. Of these 25, 19 were chosen. But this piece in particular, Over This Town, is threaded throughout her story. The piece ties her to her precious friends and her lover, Toro. I discovered this soul-touching melody months before even beginning to write Natasha's sentimental tale. I must have played it hundreds of times. I even slept as it played on a loop, because I knew it was important, somehow. The emotional ending of her story was so poignant and moving, and it affected so many of you. I wanted the composer, the artist, Will Harrison, to know how profoundly effective his music was, but I was unable to reach him. I still listen to it. Here, just for fun, I am including the Rat King. His music is named The Last Point of Safe Return. I had the Rat King, this oddly dashing being, in my mind for the longest time. In Natasha's tale, I could see him sitting regally upon his royal throne, with his crown of live wriggling rats. He, like his theme music, is dark, daring, and mysterious. I wanted something unique for him, a boldly spirited tune to vibrantly portray the Rat King's robust and unpredictable character. It may have gone slightly unnoticed, but the magnificent clipper ship, the Mystique, is actually a dynamic character who has made several glorious appearances in several of our homespun tales. She often glides along to this piece, Horizon Chant, with its clockwork-like way. If you notice the hypnotic calling voices that almost chant in this tune, well, I imagine these to be the songed voices of her proud and devoted crew. The Broom and Fang Pub has become a dreamlike destination of the mind for many of you. And several pieces of music exemplify its forbidden, chaotic, and sometimes savage atmosphere. But this catchy tune, called Piece of Cake, caught my ear instantly as it perfectly captures the smoky, shifty, speakeasy ambiance that our beloved pub is so well known for. Piece of Cake is secretive and dangerous. It offers cloak and dagger thrills with just a hint of forbidden romance with some sexy or swarthy character. I'm certain several of you have the contact information for our Father Philbrook tucked away. After all, he is the priest with the least interest in doing things by the holy book. Anytime we feature an ad for any of his fine services, the music called A Mouthful to Chew plays as I tell you how wily witches, crafty crows, mysterious mourners, or a deceased mate will be provided to you for a fee by the caring service of saintly Father Philbrook. And what a luxury we all have in our favorite shopping spot, Grimm's Grocers. From snake oil liniments to actual devil's food cake mix, Grimm's somehow combines relaxed shopping and soothing satanic panic, often to the sound of this bouncy, non-threatening music, generically named The Postman. It sounds so almost 1950s and impossibly plucky and optimistic. Only you know you can absolutely buy deadly poisons in aisle number 13 as the postman plays sweetly overhead. Now, last but never least, I thought we might talk a little about the music for the one and only Stephen Strangeways. Some of you, after all, do seem to be quite fond of him. I am too, if I'm forced to tell the truth. Good luck with that. Stephen, our mysterious and endlessly helpful Western gentleman, first appeared to the sound of this beautiful piece that's simply titled Lost Highway. I'm sure you could envision him even then, as I read aloud his touching letter, which you may recall won me over instantly as it arrived with the gift of a handmade writing crop that Stephen had kindly fashioned for me himself. Stephen also created a private den for Mr. Darling and a hand-carved, much-needed toilet spoon for our little Irma. Whenever we are fortunate enough to receive personal messages from Stephen, this calming, hopeful tune often plays. It's called Searching for the Island. It soulfully embodies the idea of transformative optimism. This music, I believe, lifts us up just the way Stephen does, fixing the broken, guiding the lost, and washing away the wreckage of human existence. He'll be there, Stephen will. Thank you. You yourself had a precious private few moments with Stefan when you attended the midnight market. I watched as his eagle eyes spotted your loose bracelet, and he insisted on repairing it then and there to the lilting tune of this song called Orchids. The truth is, Stefan embodies the true spirit of the Midnight Library. He doesn't care what you wear, how much money you make, or where you're from. He's only glad to see you as the person you are, or are striving to be. He only wants to help put things right, or to keep you company while you forget. He doesn't ask questions. He just puts the bandages on and encourages you to try again. There's also another side to Stefan that we're all undeniably aware of. Now, whether he has any power over this side of himself is a subject I suppose might be up for great debate. That is, if we weren't all just so distracted. This music is called Virginia Highway. I'm sure you remember it casts its seductive spell over me as I became obsessed with Stefan during our reading on Wicked Little Love Spells. This driving, modern country pulsing beat, well, it just sets Stefan in motion in our minds, doesn't it? Should we be thinking such things? Is a question we might ask. We could ask, whose business is it what we think? If, under the right circumstances, sometime in the future, we might get to know Mr. Stefan Strangeways a bit more. Well, I was thinking that this music, titled Mountain Air, might help us to see him, perhaps gently leading a stray mare through a golden, sun-warmed pasture. As the sweet morning dew rises in the air, turning into a soft gray velvet mist. Stefan, reuniting the mare with her spring foal, who's been missing its mother. Maybe something like this. I would think there'd be many of these scenes of varying kinds of drama and profound character depth. I also cannot imagine the telling of one such biography, the backstory of Mr. Strangeways, and how we all became so lucky to have him in our presence, without exploring, or at least showcasing, this other side that he positively possesses. This piece is actually called Chicken Got No Head. And, well, maybe I'll just say that ever since I first discovered it, possibly a year or two ago, that it's caused me to see Stefan in more detail than even his blood tattoos provide. You'll have to tell me what this music helps you to see. Thank you so much for gathering here for this little walk through the music of the Midnight Library, my lovelies. It seems to me that the music casts the spell that binds us together, and I couldn't be more pleased about that. Please know, and never doubt, that no matter who you are or where you're from, we love you and we value you. And you are always welcome in the Midnight Library. Always. We'll take you in. Good night, my dear guest. Good night. And now, my lovelies, I'd like to answer a few of the questions we get from the public about the Midnight Library. First, I would like to thank everyone who writes in, whether it's to our email at midnightlibrary666@gmail.com or those who leave us a comment after a reading on Spotify. On Patreon, we have a behind-the-scenes discussion that is ongoing in our monthly Ask Me Almost Anything recordings. But we love hearing from everyone, especially those who are courteous and kind. Thank you. Our Irma, who is my little offspring in the library, but is also a dear friend in real life. She manages all of our social media content on Blue Sky, Instagram, and Facebook and the like. Irma gets questions too. Recently, a spooky lovely from outside of the U.S. asked if they could purchase our merch. Would it be shipped to them? Yes. Anyone from anywhere can purchase anything they like, and it will be shipped to them. And we greatly appreciate any purchase. Currently, all of our merch can be found at redbubble.com/people/midnightlibrary. We also have a little collection of strange things in our Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/midnightlibrarypod. Many spooky lovelies continue to ask, will there be more stories about the characters and the library itself? I am happy to report, if everything goes as planned, there certainly will be. I do have the story, sort of the first meeting between myself and Mr. Darling. I say sort of because as we go along, our story becomes richer and changes slightly in places. So the written story is continually getting tweaked to reflect the truth more accurately. There is also a story outline, a fairly detailed outline, for Stephen Strangeways. And I'm currently writing you into another story, in which you would be present at a grand dinner that is to be held in the library. You would be the only outsider who is a guest, making it quite an intimate experience for you alone. Alone here with all of us. If you catch my meaning. And believe it or not, we do get asked, what's the big deal about Patreon? Other shows don't have one. That's true. Other shows allow paying sponsors, not fun, make-believe ones like our League of Lady Gravediggers. They allow them to interrupt their shows and to advertise their dog food, car insurance, hair dye, or any number of other unrelated items or services to you, hoping that you will spend money on them. It's a great way to fund a podcast. And we hate it. With nearly 6 million downloads to our name, we have a standing offer to allow a string of advertisers to peddle their wares during a reading. It sounds awful, doesn't it? I don't want to. I don't want to stop entertaining you to try and sell you something. But we still need funds to run our show, to keep the Midnight Library open and welcoming to all of you. We keep asking for a few reasons. One, we have never really reached the goal we initially had hoped for. We might one day. Two, lovely people join and stay for as long as they can, but then we need to replace them should they leave. And three, the costs of keeping the show ongoing are ongoing. What's the best thing you can do? Join the Patreon at a level you're happy with and just keep it there. And yes, even if you're in another country, you can still join our Patreon and get all of the perks you're entitled to, both in the mail and on the site. And I'll be happy to send messages back and forth with you, too. Patreon is how we fund the show, instead of having what I consider to be rude and intrusive advertisers. Please visit patreon.com/midnightlibrary. We have been asked, is it true that I'm there for you anytime and all the time? Yes, it is. You bet your sweet Aunt Bippy I am. The kind and lovely folks who join the Patreon are my first thought when I sit down to work. I open Patreon and see what or who needs to be addressed. At times we have live chats, and I type as fast as I can to answer people, and I love it most when people chat to each other. I never close the chat so people can continue to post. I am a little sad when someone joins the Patreon and doesn't write back to me to establish that lovely human-to-witch contact that I actually do crave. And I love seeing everyone in there. I love posting pictures, recipes, and the monthly extra content for you, and having your company and your input. Honestly, I cannot believe how many good, kind, fun, talented, and thoughtful people I hear from. I'm so grateful. Ultimately, I want the library to stay open, and I want you to be happy. One last question. What's that? Who is Mr. Darling? After all this time. Do you not? Oh my. You'll have to step out. The wolf pups want fed. Right now. So, out you go. Thank you, my lovelies. Good night.